A film that will be screened in Saratoga Springs this weekend interweaves two topics close to the heart of the filmmaker. Derek Hallquist intended to make the film Denial to explain the electric grid and its impact on the environment. For years, he followed his father, the leader of a small electric utility, as he tried to confront how the electricity sector addresses climate change. But Hallquist says that as filming on the documentary progressed, he discovered and then interwove his father's personal story of confronting gender denial.
Anytime you have to admit something to yourself that's painful, you're going to want to deny it.
Climate change is so large an issue. All of society can't grapple with it, much less individuals on the street.
They're doing the same thing as me, like I was doing with denying my truth.
My dad is the CEO of Vermont Electric Co-op. You know, we use electricity every day. Everything revolves around electricity. So, you know, there wasn't really a lot of information out there. I thought I should just follow my dad around. So I started 8 years ago making a documentary about energy policy and where we're headed and what is really going on in the energy world. And I actually ended up finding out in a crazy turn of events, privately, my dad came out to me and my family while I was making this movie that, you know, he identified as a woman his whole life.
My dad called me up one day when I was flying home from one of my shoots and said, I have to come pick you up at the airport. I have something to tell you. You know, I thought something horrible was wrong, like he had cancer, or my mom was sick, or my grandma died. And then my dad said to me that he suffered from gender dysphoria, that I've always wanted, would rather have been a woman. And then I said, so you're gay? No, no, he said. I'm a woman inside.
It just ended up being a whole nother story that was completely more complicated than you expected. Interestingly enough, you know, as hard as that was as a son to deal with, the filmmakers and I who are collaborating realize these stories are very similar and they should be told at the same time.
How did you actually interweave it into your documentary on climate change?
We just sift through everything and started making these little stories and putting them next to each other. And it really ended up in the end being wonderful that we had all these complicated stories because they started leaning on each other. One would actually, you know, we would talk about the complications of climate change, which would then, in a funny way, explain the complications of gender identity. And the solutions of gender identity would then help with finding out solutions to thinking about climate change and how we deal with it. It sounds crazy on paper, and it sounds crazy when you talk about it in short sound bites. But when you sit down and watch the movie and you get into it, it kind of blows your mind.
One of the quotes in the press kit attributed to you states, "Life is better when you accept reality and move forward." Did being in the midst of filming the documentary help with your acceptance of your father's transgender change?
So, you know, at first it really didn't help, but I think the immersion of being in this story, seeing it from a third perspective, making the story, and then sitting afterwards and watching it and discussing that with strangers across this country, that was where it started to help. Really, the most important part of dealing with it was being honest with our family and working through therapy together and being patient, because it's not easy to deal with something very complicated. And you have to be patient, and you can't jump to conclusions. And these are all the lessons that I learned, and it's actually opened my mind a lot.
Derek, with what some people would consider two very disparate topics, then interweaving them with the title of the film Denial, what message would you hope viewers of this film get?
What I hope people take away from this is that nothing, especially in life, nothing is binary. Nothing is black and white except the colors on the color chart that are black and white. Life exists between that, and everything is much, much more complicated than we often have the time to discuss correctly. So I hope what people understand is that you have to accept the reality that most likely you do not have the answers, and that you have to trust people, and we have to talk to each other. And that led to the successes of my dad. You know, my dad was scared, but guess what? My dad was promoted by very conservative political leaders across this country after coming out and being honest about identifying as transgender, which was not what we expected. These are very conservative groups, and she is now promoted to a director position in the Northeast Board of Cooperatives. So that there, like, that happened after the movie was finished, but that there is a prime example of, like, we all can get along. We just have to put the gloves down and start talking.
Denial will be shown at the Bow Tie Cinemas in Saratoga Springs at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Both Derek and his parent, Christine Hallquist, will hold a question and answer session following the showing. The film premieres in Europe next month and will also be screened at the upcoming Environmental Film Festival at Yale. An extended conversation with Derek Hallquist is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.